I do ask for an interest in your prayers. And one of the thoughts that was on my mind this week when I was thinking is came from a talk show I had heard years ago when I was driving. And if I remember it right, it was Rush Limbaugh. I don't know if anybody knows him, but a lot of times I was driving, I'd switch channels and for something to do before a delivery. And what he said, I didn't think I would hear on the radio, or hear through him anyway, or his kind of a show, his talk show. And as I was listening, this kind of really caught my attention. And I know we've heard it other places, but I don't remember his exact words and how he said it. But he said, our nation is turning away from God, away from his commandments, then saying, God gave us commandments, and not like many think, God did not give us suggestions. He gave us his commandments, knowing what we would be in need of during this time we have. And that kind of hit me because I remember a sermon, I believe it was Brother Bill Malone had given at the East Local, I don't know how many years ago it was, and it was kind of on the same thing. God gave us commandments to follow, not suggestions. He knew what we would be in need of, what we would be faced with. And he gave us his scriptures, his commandments, to help us in this time. And that's kind of been what's been on my mind is following those commandments that the Lord has given us. And then he went on, when Moses came down from the mount, he didn't come down with the 10 suggestions. He came down with the 10 commandments. And I just kind of thought of myself that I wondered just how different the world would be if we just followed the 10 commandments, or if people did just follow the 10 commandments. And I know when I look at it myself, I know the Lord has given us so much more than the 10 commandments. He's given us his scriptures. He's given us his commandments to follow, knowing what we would be in need of, what we can come in contact with in this life we have. He gave us his commandments to draw us closer unto him, to keep us in that straight and narrow path that we have entered in before him. We know he's given us his spirit. He's given us his church, his scriptures. He's given us each other. He's given us the opportunity to come together, to worship together, to pray for one another, to rely upon one another. And I know that's helped me in this day and time. And I know that we've went through many things, and I know the Lord has brought us through them, helped us through them. And I know it's been with the prayers of brothers and sisters that's helped us during this time. I'd like to go and read in John 3:16. I know it's a scripture we all know. Again, we know it's what God has given us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that should just raise us up, that love that the Lord has for his creation, that sacrifice that was given for us. And it comes back to us, again, to be following those scriptures and those commandments. And as it says, in the 17th verse. Sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He doesn't want to lose one of his creation. He wants us all. He wants all to come unto him. And there's a similar verse in the Book of Mormon, page 73. This is 3 Nephi, and this is the Lord speaking here, 3 Nephi, the 12th chapter. It's page 73, verse 25. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel. And this is the Lord speaking here. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel. And this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. The Lord came into the world to do the will of his Father. And as we are to follow the commandments of our Heavenly Father, the Lord was following the commandment of God here. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross. And after that I had been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. Again, I know the Lord doesn't want to lose one of his creation. He wants all to come unto him. And going over to the next page, 74, and the 33rd verse. Now this is the commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day, where he wants us. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church, for the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye do also. And as it told us on the previous page, the works he did the will of his Father. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. And I know that, again, that's the desire of each one of us. As the Lord did the will of his Father, that we are to do the will of our Heavenly Father. And just the fifth verse. Therefore, what manner of men ought ye to be? Verily, verily, I say unto you, even as I am. And now I go on to the Father. And I know that's how we want to be like the Lord. We want to be doing those things that are pleasing and right before our Heavenly Father, following the scriptures and the commandments that he has given to us to lead us and help us in this time. It's up to us to be doing them. And I know the Lord's there to help us during this time. I'd like to continue the Book of Mormon on page 90. And this is 2nd Book of Nephi, 3rd chapter. And just read two verses, the 8th and the 9th. For the Lord has said that inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall prosper in the land. And inasmuch as ye will not keep my commandments, ye shall be cut off from my presence. And again, I know this is where we want to be right before the Lord and not be cut off from him. I'd like to go a little farther here on Book of Mosiah. And this is chapter 1. And page 215. Going down to the 88th verse. And again, this is where I believe this is where the Lord wants us. And I believe where we will be if we are following him, if we are doing those things that are right and pleasing in his sight. This is where he wants us. And moreover, I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And I know, just looking at myself, when I'm doing those things that are right before the Lord, I know this is how we feel, and this is how the Lord wants us to feel. But I also know when I fall short in things, I know how I feel and how the Lord must feel. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful through to the end, they are received into heaven, where that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And again, I know that's where we want to be. Be staying in the straight and narrow path, to hold out faithful to the end in doing the Lord's will. They are received into heaven. And I know that's what each one of us are looking forward to and desiring. That they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And what could be greater than that? To be with our Heavenly Father in this state of never-ending happiness. I look at myself and I don't think probably in my own mind I can comprehend that. But I know we can if the Lord is with us. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. And again, I would call your attention, for I have some more to speak unto you. And I had a song that I like. I like to read here. I think a lot of times our songs say so much. This is one we sing quite often. 331. And again, I believe this is, I know this is where we want to be. When we walk with the Lord, I know that's where we want to be. In the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we can never prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. And I know that the Lord doesn't want us to fear. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And again, I believe that's where we want to be, in that happy state before our Heavenly Father. I'd like to go over into Second Timothy in the third chapter. And start with the first verse. I just wanted to read this, kind of shows what's going on again in the world today. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And I know we can see that it's kind of what the world is now, what's around us in the world. But I want to continue on in this chapter. Again, it tells us there where we what we need to be doing, where we need to be. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I don't think that we have done that. I know I haven't. But I know others in other lands probably have in the church. And we know that the early church did this. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I know we need to be careful there. We know that Satan is at work in the world today, and it's his desire to draw people away from God, draw them into that same misery that he is in. But going to the 14th verse, where again we need to be. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And again, I know where we want to be. And in that 17th verse, he has given us, or the 15th verse, he has given us his scriptures, his commandments. He has given those things that we are in need of. And going to that 17th verse, that the man of God may be perfect. And this is where the Lord wants us, to be perfect before him, be doing those things that will draw us closer, that will keep us in that straight way, but that we will have that perfection before him, to be perfect. And I know as I look at myself, I know I can't do this on my own. I don't know if any of us can do it on our own. We need that Lord in our lives to do this. And I'll read just a couple verses of Matthew. It tells us, again, to be perfect. It's, again, a scripture we all know, the 5th chapter of Matthew. Verse 43. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And no, this is where we need to be. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the just, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if a man love them which love, for if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And again, we need to work for that perfection in our lives. And again, I don't think on my own I could do this. Wonder if I could do this. But I know if we go in the Book of Mormon, there's several different scriptures, and I'm going to read a couple of them, that the Lord tells us that he wouldn't give us any commandment to follow if we couldn't do it, or he wouldn't help us to do it. First one is in 1 Nephi, it's page 7. Sixty-fourth verse. Therefore go, my son, and thou shalt be favored of the Lord, because thou hast not murmured. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things. And this is where they were instructed to go back to Jerusalem. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord has commanded. For I know the Lord, know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he has commanded them. And to me, that should be uplifting to us. The Lord is not going to give us a commandment to follow or do if we can't do it. Also on page 23, read just a couple verses, verse 99. This is 1 Nephi and 2nd chapter. Wherefore the Lord has commanded me to make these plates for a wise purpose in him, which purpose I know not. But the Lord knoweth all things from the beginning. Wherefore he prepareth a way to accomplish all his words among the children of men. For behold, he has all power unto the fulfilling of all his words. Again, I believe the Lord's going to be with us and help us in that. And also, on page 52, chapter 5, read verse 59. And if it so be that the children of men keep the commandments of God, he doth nourish them and strengthen them and provide means whereby they can accomplish the thing which he has commanded them. Again, the Lord will help us, will strengthen us, will lead us and direct us that we can do those things that he has commanded us. He won't give us anything to do if it were not possible through him. I'd like to turn a little bit over in math, back in Matthew. And this tells us the great commandment of what we're to be doing. Master, this 36th verse. Master, which is the great commandment? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I know if we have this love for our Heavenly Father, for our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, for those around us, it's going to show in our lives, in the things we do, in the way we lead our lives. And I know that I have in my life seen this heavenly love from my Heavenly Father. And again, I know I've felt that love for our Heavenly Father and for each other from my brothers and sisters here. And I know it should lift us up, should strengthen us in this time, that we can depend upon the Lord, we can depend upon each other in this time. I'd like to go over into Colossians, third chapter of Colossians. Again, telling us what we need to be doing. Colossians 3, starting with the first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on earth. I know that's where we need to be, setting our minds, seek those things, setting our minds and our affection on those things that are above from our Heavenly Father, those spiritual things, that they will be in our lives. And if we go to the Lord, He will help us in this. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Again, where we want to be with our Heavenly Father. And going over to the 12th verse. Again, instruction for us. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. And I know that's where we need to be. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And we know we need to have that charity in our lives. And we know we go to the Book of Mormon, it tells us that charity is the pure love of Christ. We need that pure love of Christ in our lives. And it will be, and it says, and it will be well with him in the last days. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And we know that all thanks or praise needs to go to our Heavenly Father. I'd like to go now into 1 Thessalonians. And in the 5th chapter, and this scripture I really like, because to me it's like it's talking directly to us or to me. And to me, after reading like 2 Timothy, third chapter of the times that we're living in, the things that are going on around us, And as I said, we shouldn't fear in that time. And this, to me, kind of reinforces that, this fifth chapter, 1 Thessalonians. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And we know that we don't know that it's that time that the Lord will return. But we know that this time has been given to us as a time to prepare to meet the Lord, time to be doing those things that are right and pleasing before him, to draw us closer to him. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overcome you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And that fifth verse, we are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And I have a scripture that always comes to my mind when I'm reading that. And I'm going to come back to this, but it's on page 651 in the Book of Mormon. Again, I believe it's a scripture that we all know. It's third book of Nephi, 8th chapter. And this is the Lord speaking here, and this is just after they had had the sacrament. Starting with the 46th verse. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. And we know that we have these commandments the Lord has given unto us in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the Book of Mormon. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am that light. And we know that the Lord is that light for us. I have set an example for you. I know that example I read earlier in the Book of Mormon. He came to do the will of his Father. He followed the commandments of his Father, setting that example before us. Going back to 1 Thessalonians. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And I know we need to be careful this time. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Again, where we want to be with our Lord. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, where the Lord wants us to be with him. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. And I know we need to do that. Help one another. Pray for one another. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for the word's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Again, where the Lord wants us, to be at peace among ourselves, to have this unity one to another. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. I know this is one thing I have to work on, it's being patient. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. And I know we need to let that Spirit, His Holy Spirit, work in us and lead us and direct us. And He will guide and direct and lead us if we give Him place, if we listen and follow Him. Despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, where we want to be. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Again, we need to pray for one another. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And I remember a service in Warrensburg, I believe it was, years ago, that our brother Warren Johnson had used this one, and he brought that out at the end, that thinks this is the only place he's seen this in the scriptures. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. I'd like to go a little farther now into 1 John. Fifth chapter, starting with the first verse. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Again, this is where we want to be, keeping his commandments, his scriptures. And as it says here, his commandments are not grievous. And we know that. We know that the Lord has given them to us. Again, knowing what we would be faced with, come in contact with, what we'd be in need of. He has given us these things to help us and to lead us and to direct us. But it's up to us to be following them, to be doing them. Again, as I said earlier, this is our time before the Lord to be preparing ourselves and doing those things that are right and pleasing before Him. Going back into Romans, I'd like to read in the 8th chapter. This will probably be one of my last scriptures. Starting with the 31st verse, Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And what could be greater than that? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Again, that should be so uplifting to us. No one can separate us from that love of Christ, love of God. And I look at myself and think, I need to be so careful that I don't separate myself from him, separate myself from that love. Because he won't separate himself from us, but that I don't separate myself from him. And one last scripture I'd like to read in the Book of Mormon. And my prayer is I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight that will help us in the day and the time that we live in. And the things that we see going on around us in the world today. And this is in fourth book of Nephi. And on page 682, first chapter. I'm going to read one verse and then go over 13th and then go over to 17. And they did not walk any more after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses. But they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer, and meeting together off both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. What he wants us and what he wants us to be doing today. Continuing in fasting and prayer and meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. Going to the 17th. It came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. Again, where he wants us to be. And there were no envies, nor strife, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lions, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who have been created by the hand of God. Again, where the Lord wants us. He wants us to be happy before him, to have joy. Therefore, there were no robbers, nor murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites. But they were in one, again, where he wants us to be, the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And why? Because going back to that 17th verse, because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And again, I know I have felt that love. I had just a little thing I saw in front of a church one day, and I wrote it down. I'd like to read in closing. Again, as we look at the things going around us in the world today, and it's just a short, don't let others' bad choices steal your joy in Christ. I think that says so much. Don't let others' bad choices steal your joy in Christ. Thank you.